Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody holler out, this is my year. I can't hear you say, this is my year.
Of Jubilee, everything that was stolen is returned to me. Every chain removed, I'm free. This is my year of Jubilee. This is my year.
Coming back. is your year.
Well, praise the Lord and welcome to God's Woman of Excellence Ministries. I'm your host, Virtuous Lady, and I greet you in the mighty and matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise God. We are so glad to be back on the air with you live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, for this time, oh God. We thank you for this broadcast, Lord. Father God, we just ask you to bless it. Oh God, bless the airwaves, Father, as we proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, we pray that souls will be touched. We pray that women will be empowered. We pray, oh God, that everyone that tunes in live or even on the archive recording, I pray that this broadcast will bless them and meet them where they're at. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you glory, honor, and praises, and we bless you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. He's an awesome God. He's a faithful God, and we give him glory on this day. Hallelujah. The Bible declares, oh, that men would praise him. Glory to God. From the rising of the sun unto the going down, hearing of the same. The name of the Lord is worthy to be praised. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We're excited today, amen, to be with you once again for the Women in the Word broadcast live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. We will get in that portion shortly of the broadcast, but I want to give you our upcoming schedule for the month of May. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is shifting our schedule. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For the month of May, we will be on twice. Amen. Two Thursdays for the month of May. Glory to God. We will be on the air on May 9th. May 9th, Thursday, May 9th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Still the same time. Glory to God. That's 5:30 p.m. Central, 4:30 p.m. Mountain, or 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, whichever time zone you reside in. On May 9th, we will be back for our Women's Intercessory Prayer broadcast, amen, and we will be praying for mothers, spiritual mothers and mentors, as well as the motherless and orphans, amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we will be back on the air on Thursday, May 23rd, 2019, for our next Women in the Word broadcast. And we will be teaching on ease. Yes, ease. Glory to God. So I invite you to come back with us. Glory to God, to tune in with us live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Praise the Lord. I invite you to email your prayer requests as well as your praise reports and testimonies to God's Woman of Excellence Ministries at yahoo.com. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I'm going to be reading our scripture for the day in your hearing. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalm 25. Today is the 25th day of April. I'm reading from the New King James Version. Hallelujah. The Bible says, Psalms 25. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions according to your mercy. Remember me for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. The Lord, him shall he teach in the way he chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn yourself to me and have mercy on me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart have enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Look on my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. Keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve, for I wait for you. Glory to God. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all their troubles. Glory to his name. And the word of the Lord, it is already blessed. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to pause. Glory to God for a song. Amen. And then we will be back and we will share in the word of the Lord. Glory to his name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Do you believe that tonight?
Praise God. You are God alone. God is God alone. Hallelujah. Abishag, glory to God. Turn with me to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 1. I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 4. Amen. From the New King James Version, the Bible says, "Now King David was old, advanced in years, and they put covers on him, but he could not get warm. Therefore, did to him, let a young woman, a virgin, be sought for our Lord the King, and let her stand before the king, and let her care for him, and let her lie in your bosom, that our Lord the King may be warm." Verse 3. "So they sought for a lovely young woman throughout all the territory of Israel, and found Abishag, the Shunammite, and brought her to the king." Verse 4, "The young woman was very lovely, and she cared for the king and served him, but the king did not know her." Hallelujah. The word of the Lord, it is already blessed. Glory to God. We can see from this text, glory to his name, hallelujah, in the book of Kings, hallelujah, the Bible is recording about this account of King David. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. David, the Bible says, it was a man after God's own heart. He was not a perfect man, as none of us are, but yet he was a man of God, a man that loved God and was known as a friend of God. Hallelujah. But the Bible speaks here in the text in relation to him when he was advanced in years or became elderly. Some scholars believe he was somewhere between the age of 70 to 80 years old. Hallelujah. We can see from the text, the Bible says that he developed a cold nature. Even when they put blankets over him, that he did not become warm. So they had the idea, hallelujah, that we must have someone next to him to give him body heat, glory to God, to cause him to be warm, because these blankets are not giving him any warmth, in his old age, glory to his name. So they began to search for a young woman, glory to God, that she would assist the king, hallelujah. How many of you know that they went searching and they selected this woman, this young lady called Abishag? The Bible says that she was a Shunammite. She was from the land of Shunam, which is in near proximity to where King David was located at that time. Glory to God. The Bible says, and we can understand that she served. She was a servant to the king. Glory to God. I believe that she, as a servant, waited on the king hand and foot. She prepared his meals. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She made sure that he was comfortable, amen, in his old age. And perhaps he might have even been bedridden at that time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many know that many times when people are up in age, glory to God, that they need assistance, glory to his name. Hallelujah. And the people in the land, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, the land of Israel, the nation of Israel, they wanted to make sure that the king was taken care of, glory to God, hallelujah. And they chose this woman called Abishag. She was a young woman. The Bible says that they searched for a virgin, a woman that was pure, glory to God, a woman, glory to his name, hallelujah, that would serve, hallelujah, the king. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. That is an honorable position. Hallelujah. To serve the king. Glory to God. And we, as women of God, God has called us to serve the King of Kings. Oh, hallelujah. hallelujah. What's his name? His name is Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. So that is who Abishag is. She was a servant to the king. Amen. She was assigned, amen, to serve the king. Hallelujah. The Bible says that she even laid, amen, mm-hmm. Glory to God, she served him. Hallelujah. But the Bible says that she did not know him. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. The king did not know her. Hallelujah. And that is just discreetly saying that they had no relations. Uh-huh. Glory to God. We all know that King David back in the day, uh-huh. Hallelujah. He liked the women. He liked the ladies. Yes. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, and this time when he was advanced and up in age, glory to God, he didn't have the ability. Yes. Glory to God. And he didn't have the ability to be able to have those type of relations. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God today. So that is whom Abishag is. Amen. Praise the Lord. I pray that you were blessed by this broadcast on today. Amen. Email us your prayer request at God's Woman of Excellence Ministries at yahoo.com. Amen. Glory to God. I invite you to come back with us on May 9th for our Women's Intercessory Prayer. Glory to God. And on May 23rd, hallelujah, for our next Women in the Word broadcast. We'll be speaking on Eve. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Who is Eve? Amen. I believe that she was the mother of us all. But let's do an in-depth study on Eve. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we give you praise and glory. Hallelujah for this day. We thank you for this time, oh God. I pray that you would bless the word as it's gone forth. I pray that you will bless everyone that hears this word, that will tune into it. I pray that they would be blessed, oh God, by the word of God. I pray that they would be empowered, oh God. I pray that they would realize that it is an honor, hallelujah, to serve the King of Kings, to serve the Lord of Lords. Glory to God. It is an honor and a privilege that the Lord has bestowed upon us, his children, amen, the women of God, and even the men of God, to serve him. Oh, hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you, and we bless you today. We give you all the glory, all the honor and the praises, because you're worthy. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. You're worthy, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going out with a song. Hallelujah.
Here we go. Come on. Say,
but not for sake. But not for sake.
Anybody been cast?
Cast down.
But not destroyed.
But not destroyed.
I have something. This world can't take.
This world can't take.
Away from me.
Persecuted,
but not forsaken. Anybody been cast down, but never destroyed.
I have something
this world can't take.
This world can't take
away from me. No matter how hard you try, you can't take it. I may even have to cry, but I'll make it. There's joy for my sorrow, hope for tomorrow. I have something this world can't take away. I've been persecuted,
but not
come on, I have.
I have something this world can't take
away. In the midst of my trials, I will be alright. In the midst of my pain, I know I will. I'll survive. There's joy for my sorrow. I have hope for tomorrow. I have something this world can't take away. I've been persecuted,
but not forsaken.
Cast down.
my part. I have something.
I have something this world can't pay.
Oh, you have something?
I have something this world can't pay.
Rise it up, I have something.
I have something
this world.
This world can't pay.
Away. Can't take. Survivor.
I'm a survivor.
I'll make it.
Any
survivors on this side of the room, look at your neighbor. Say, I'm a survivor.
I'm a survivor.
I'll make it.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Can't take my joy. Whatever you're going through, don't let anybody steal your joy. Amen. The Bible declares that the joy of the Lord, it is your strength. So I declare and I decree today that you have the joy of the Lord rest over you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. That's all we have time for today. I pray that you were blessed and blessed indeed. Please do come back again. Listen to our previously recorded broadcast. In the archives, there are many of them. Amen. And be blessed. Hallelujah. Until next time, we are God's Woman of Excellence Ministries.